Wake up, boys, there's a light at the window.
Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before, now we'll settle the score. When our cannons will roar, revolution!
I love that song. We're back. I love that song. You know, that's my favorite song. And revolution. You know, I'm a fighter at heart. I'm sorry.
That's silver.
Yeah. I just, as far as I'm, you know, I mean, I spent almost all my life, my father died for this country. And, you know, you tend to follow patterns that you've seen before, even when you don't want to. So it's really good for us to take another look, take another gander. We were talking about the cornrows. You know, the cornrows in the sky?
Yep.
And one of the things we were going to talk about, and I'd really like to get to what we haven't done yet, is to Lee talking about preparedness. But I think the conversation, we need to kind of tighten it up here and talk a little bit about what's going on all over. It's all part of the same thing. We have over in Nebraska, all the their in different places in the upper portions of the United States are being broken open and allowed to flood. At the same time, our government is putting in, shooting out into the skies exactly what you're looking at in that magazine, which of course is chemical trails, which get bigger and bigger, producing more rain, supposedly to stop global warming, but it is flooding the rest. You either get severe cold, you know, snow, wet, water, whatever. So we're flooding. We've got refueling tornadoes, high-intensity tornadoes. So what are they trying to do to us? They're flooding us. They're busting the dams open. They're opening up the waterways between all the rivers to widen them out, consuming a good portion of the land. What's next?
You know, it's funny, Louise, you bring this up. In that same magazine, if you go to their website, there's a blog, and it discusses what you're talking about. It talks about the Corps of Engineers' plan to take over this property by flooding it out.
So correct.
This is starting to become mainstream, as you mentioned before. So, I once again, let's hammer the offices of progressive farmers and say, hey, let's do a cover issue on chemtrail and geoengineering, and why are having droughts now and others being flooded when the government is influencing the weather. What's the
Absolutely.
Situation here? Let's start handing. That's part of the solution. I think we need to put people on the spot and say, hey, we have situations here. Let's investigate. This isn't, you know, a conspiracy theory. This is happening in real time.
Yeah.
May I say something?
Go ahead, Ron.
It seems to me there is a pattern. Basically, the control freaks, they want to rearrange human society like the beehive.
Absolutely.
And you know what happens in the beehive with the worker bees? They last about 4 weeks.
Yeah. They're sacrificial.
Oh, and then their wings are in tatters. But then there is something else in the beehive. What happens? In the fall, before the winter, the bees, in order to safeguard their survival in the winter, that they don't run out of food, they kill all those that didn't gather honey. The drones.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The Hitler plan.
No, as I say, look, many of the people who look at things, you know, from different perspectives, they... Oh.
We got a break coming up, and we'll be right back. This is Captain Quorum. Go to theflopside.com, look at Captain Quorum.
Extend spend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Let me see the land of the free. Has anything changed at all? Sweet liberty, sweet liberty is in our hands. It's part of the plan, or is it a state of mind?
We're back.
Horses and men.
You know, sweet liberty, where is it? I'm trying to figure out what this liberty is that everybody keeps talking about. I talked
liberty.
About it. For, go ahead.
Liberty. It's such a great sounding word and a great sounding concept, and it's like happiness. And we're in a constant pursuit of it, is basically what it comes down to. Because once we're free, it seems that we become individuals. And if we don't become communities, we can never be free. Sorry, my point on it. I had to chime in.
May I say something?
Go ahead, Werner.
I was thinking about it years ago. And I came to the findings that freedom is the freedom to take on responsibility. There is no freedom without responsibility to the community, to our, to the world, and to the environment. There
That's
is
well
no
said.
Such thing as freedom without responsibility. When people think they are free and they abuse their freedom, irresponsible abuse of freedom, then ultimately it will lead to bondage.
Slavery, exactly. And George Gordon gets into that quite a bit about, you know, we hand off all responsibility to insurance companies and to Big Brother, and we should be responsible to only the creator.
Yeah.
Well, can I ask you guys, what do you guys think liberty is?
It depends. Liberty is different things to different people. To me, liberty was the right not to have government interfere in your decisions, right or wrong.
I mean, unless
I'm going to cross the board such as to shoot or kill you, if I'm doing something that has nothing to do with you, it has nothing to do with your way of life, it's just me, myself, and I, my family, or what have you, the government has no right in it as long as I'm not really truly breaking some kind of law.
So let me guess, you really like insurance companies.
No, I don't.
I understand. So it's get out of my face and take a common sense kind of law approach to society.
I believe in common law. I believe in the common law all things have. There's a common law, common thread in all of us. Okay? Well, we're on this jurisprudence code law, which is destroying us. Okay? It gives them the right. As long as we keep opting in for their right, we lose.
And to do this, we need to start discussing what Lee has put together and what his community is doing. As part of the solution. Lee, may I make a suggestion? You start off where we have kind of finished last week. You were describing the community effort of what you guys are doing, pulling your resources, talents, and storing food, doing root cellars, and working as a group, as opposed to sitting around talking about the problems. You guys are doing something.
This goes to what Lerner was saying about, you know, the whole concept of liberty, where there can be no freedom without responsibility. And so part of being responsible is being prepared. And so about 5 years ago, I decided it was time to start doing what was necessary to see that my family was going to be okay, and this meant stockpiling food. Well, I'm what you would call poor white country trash, so we don't have a whole lot of money. Which means, you know, what happens if we have no electricity, we have no power of any sort? How are we going to survive? Well, food's going to be important. So I tried to focus on dry goods, things like beans, rice, pasta, flour, cornmeal, powdered milk, coffee, tea, sugar, anything like this that could be vacuum sealed and long-term shelf life without having to worry about going bad. No refrigeration required, no none of that. And, of course, I'm not too much worried about the meat area because, well, I can build traps and snares and I can hunt and things like that. I live out in at the base of the foothills of the Smoky Mountains, so we got some great hunting area around here. And so I'm not worried about the meat, but also gardening. And so we have a garden every year, so we're able to put up food for the next year and harvest seeds, which get vacuum sealed and they get stored in the freezer so they're kept frozen. And these things will last for years. And I started this about 5 years ago, and I thought, well, I've got to have a way to store it. Well, thinking back to my grandpa, my great-grandpa, and my great-great-grandpa, they had what was called root cellars. Well, the reason they had root cellars was it was cool, it was dry, and you could store stuff down there for long term. And so I thought, well, I'm not trying to dig a big hole and build this rock and mortar or whatever, you know. I'm thinking something simple, well, maybe not simple, but a lot easier for me, and that is concrete. And so what you're going to do is you dig a big, huge hole, big enough for whatever structure you're going to put down in there, and what I went with was 1 foot thick steel rebar reinforced concrete walls and a floor, all of it 1 foot thick, with a 1 foot thick roof or ceiling supported by 6x6 jacks, balled it up to to support the ceiling, with an entry shaft that enters from inside the wood line and then tunnels in and comes into the store compound, which is a 15 by 15 concrete, 1 foot thick wall, floor, and ceiling, five floors. And that's where everything gets stocked. And then, of course, I have my personal stockpile for my family here at my house.
And are you doing this as a community? Or is it, you talked before about people are sharing resources and stockpiling food together. Are you, every person that's doing this has their own root cellar, or are you having like one, or how does that work?
Well, what I did was I started talking to people over the years, and people would show an interest, and I'd explain to them what I was doing. And so they would have to build their own type of storage. And basically, everybody who's doing this, and word spread pretty quickly throughout the community. You have to remember now, I live in a town that you can't find on a map. This is a very, very, very small town, and we might have a population of 200 people. So it's really easy to reach everybody in your community. And all you have to do is know a couple people, and word will spread. So I told a couple people about what I was doing. They told a couple people they knew, and it eventually spreads through the community. So end up, what we end up with is a bunch of these little root cellars scattered throughout the county, and no one really knows where all of them are. You might know where one or two of them, but you're not going to know where all of them are. And this way, if something happens, everybody's got enough so that everybody has enough and no one has to do without.
Yeah, and I don't think you really want to have a central resource, because that would be easily corrupted. You know, somebody else could come in and take it over or what have you.
But, right, and see, here's where I always tell people, first and foremost, above all else, I am a Georgian. Secondly, I'm an American. I'm not American name only. I'm an American. I adhere strictly to the Constitution. And being ex-military, I think like a soldier. And this is why you're exactly right, where I said right from the start that I would never, ever, ever condone a central location for anything, because you have to think about protecting your food source. They might find two or three of them, but they're not going to find a couple hundred of them.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we've had a caller call in, and he's been holding for a while, so this would be a good opportunity to bring him up right before the break. Paul in Illinois, are you with us, Paul?
Yes, sir.
All right. Good morning. How are you doing this morning, Paul?
I'm hanging in there. I had a question, then I got a comment. If you're sitting down, this comment is going to be really knocking you off your socks, unless you maybe talked about it earlier.
All right, go ahead.
One question was on this food-grade hydrogen peroxide. I heard you talk about that a while ago. How many drops do you take of that stuff? And I usually take about 7 or 8 in 8-ounce glass. I don't know if that's correct or not.
What do you have? You have a 30% hydrogen peroxide?
35%,
okay. Yep, same thing. Lee and I think, share a common answer on that. So go ahead, Lee.
Yeah, I use 35% hydrogen peroxide for me, my dog, and my horse. And I use it for many, many, many things. It's so many uses. What exactly is it that you're needing?
He's wanting to drink it like you and I do.
Oh, well, what I do is I do a 17-to-1. And I do it by the quart. I think it works out to something like slightly less than an eighth of a cup to a gallon of water.
And I don't go near that much. I just literally put about 8 drops in like a 10-ounce glass of water is how I do it.
Yeah, that's about what I do.
But Lee, you do quite a bit then. I didn't realize you did that much.
I started out on a regimen because I have health ailments.
Right.
And so I started out on a health regimen where I started out doing 3 drops a day, and then the next day did 4 drops. Day, and you continue on until you get up to 25 drops a day.
And we're coming up on a break. And once again, we're not giving any health information. This is just something we've tried and had success with. So you have to do your own research and, do what you can to figure out what works for you. And if you hold in there, we'll get to your comment after the other end of the break.
Okay, thank you.
you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
They burned the Constitution. It doesn't mean anything today. We live in a mental institution. 'Cause everything's crazy, crazy. Nobody wants to share at all. And people worship money. Everything is breaking down, and everybody's shaking down.
We're back.
They're doing away with
the New World Order. That's actually Bill's song called The New World Order.
It's older than hell.
Louise, you were saying you're having sinus issues, and you're saying the apple cider vinegar has been beneficial in trying to combat that a little bit.
Yeah, I just started it. I actually ended up with a severe sinus infection because we were moving stuff and borrowed my husband's brother's truck, and he's a very heavy pipe smoker and a specific brand, and he doesn't clean it out. He's got tobacco everywhere, and I'm allergic.
And I think Lee mentioned a nasal spray with the Himalayan salt. You can actually use that, as that would help flush it out as well.
And Xylitol. You ever heard of X Clear? They sell it for about, it's expensive, $10 for a little jug of it, spray. Xylitol, they call it.
Natural sweetener.
X Clear, I'm sorry. It's X Clear.
Natural sweetener, and it starts with an X, correct?
Well, yeah, Xylitol. It's got a funny spelling to it.
Right.
It doesn't have a Y in it. You want me to get the spelling?
Zintiol. T-O-L.
I can't even ever remember. It's real weird. Real weird. I got it right here.
You also had a comment you said when you opened
it. Yeah, the comment is this. I heard on the Power Hour, I listen to that in the morning sometimes, and they claim, she claimed that there's a, she played a clip where they're going to start, you were talking about chemtrails earlier, they have a vaccination that they're going to spray over everybody. I think they're going to start with the Muslims or something. I'm not quite sure if that's correct, but I think they're going to use it on everybody, too.
Yeah, the aerosoled biological weapons. Yes,
all right, now listen to what this particular stuff does to you.
All right.
It takes your face away from you.
Right. Yeah.
Your face. Can you imagine that?
Your religious beliefs, supposedly,
right.
They targeted the area of your brain, and they can actually fry it with this vaccine.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we do know they've been working on stuff to combat, like, cocaine addicts and alcoholics. And what they do is they basically kill your adrenals, kill your flight or fright response. And that way you have, you're very athletic. So it's like doing fluoride on steroids, basically. It just fries you, and you're just a zombie, more or less. So there's definitely some technology they're working on, isn't it, Paul?
But I don't think they're going to try and get you away from religion, because religion is their number one assistant tool.
But I think the point is, Louise, they're using the Muslim extremists that they've invented as an excuse to fry all of our brains and make us apathetic, you know, even to a more extreme than we are now.
I can't say that. It's
I think we're getting a lot of noise.
I moved and I got junk all over the place. Paul,
unfortunately, your phone line is extremely noisy, and I'm sure it's coming out over the air, so we might have to let you go, and maybe you can get a better phone line and call back.
Here, I'll give you this. It's XYLITOL.
All right. Thanks for your call, Paul. We can barely hear you.
Okay, buddy. Thank you.
We appreciate your input. Lee, back to you. Where do you want? Oh, you know what? We were mentioning during the break hydrogen peroxide. Yeah, part of the reason to have this stuff on trip to the emergency room, just this weekend, a friend of mine had a situation where we were actually installing some solar panels, and he and another fellow were working on it, and it ended up falling on his head and creating a big gash in his head. Well, guess what? Having that hydrogen peroxide on hand, like he does and I do and Lee does, we were able to cauterize that and actually stop the bleeding and very much send him on his way as far as not being at the hands of an emergency room where who knows what kinds of infections and other things that he'd be exposed to. So it's just something that everyone needs to be prepared for in the event that something happens where you need to take matters into your own hands.
Really, commercial grade is more important, though.
Well, the food grade.
Chemical grade? Yeah.
Yeah, the commercial stuff you buy at Walgreens, China Mart, is going to have stabilizers in it,
yeah,
which you cannot take eternally. So the stuff we're talking about to have on hand is good for just about anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure where Lee gets his, but I ordered a big supply of it. I believe it's called the Garden of Eden. And they actually have a mineralized version made for athletes. And that's actually the stuff that I use in my water. It's not the regular hydrogen peroxide, even though you could use that. But they specifically make one for food grade that's actually developed for elite athletes.
Yeah, I get mine from Parker Scientific Products. And it's a food grade 35%.
And, Lee, why don't you go ahead and continue with what you were wanting to share with us this morning?
Okay, yeah, the preparedness.
Did you finish with the root cellar situation before we took the call?
Yeah, that's pretty much how it worked out around here because, you know, I wanted people to be able to, you know.
Yep, you heard it. We're coming back on another break. And root cellar, you can store potatoes, onions, a lot of vegetables, cabbage, zucchini, squash. You can put all kinds of good stuff down there and store for long term. That's the idea. Back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Everybody, we have a very what is it called, eclectic show today. It's gone off in all possible directions.
Well, why not?
So Lee, what would be the first thing in your community that you would have people do in order to kind of put together like community gardens, food storage, how they can get food storage, how to get the equipment to process food?
Oh, Lord. Processing food, I really didn't give much consideration into processing food because I'm trying to basically keep it as basic and as simple.
Well, then go down that path. How do you make it simple for all of us to be prepared?
Well, like I said, you know, the root cellars are great. You know, you got to have a way to store it. If you're in an area where, you're in Florida, root cellar is out of the question. So, you know,
or New Orleans.
A garage or a storage shed, somewhere that you can keep dry and cool. And I focus, like I said, specifically on dry bulk goods. I didn't worry about too much about, you know, meat or fresh veggies or anything, because vegetables, I can naturally dry them out, let them dehydrate naturally, and then vacuum seal them for storage. And I've tried to focus on, for me personally, nothing that's going to require electricity or fuel. So all my tools have to be hand tools. I have to learn how to garden without tillers or plows or any of that. So my garden every year is done with a shovel. That's it, my shovel and my hands.
Wow, that's impressive.
Garden every year, and I grow enough to get me through the next year and to stockpile enough seeds for 2 years. So every year, my seed stockpile grows by a year, because I'm going to use 1 year's worth and save a year's worth. So I've got enough seeds now to feed probably, I could plant enough right now with the seeds I've got to feed my entire town for probably a year. And at the end of that year, we would harvest enough seed. If we had a good crop, we would harvest enough seed to plant the next year and have a year's seed stockpiled.
Lee, do you do any gardening, which is some people refer to as guerrilla gardening, where basically you just dig a hole and plant it and let it do its thing a month?
That's what I do.
That's exclusively what you do. Is that correct?
Well, I have a little garden that's around my house.
That's tilled.
My entire yard is a garden.
Okay.
But there are a lot of, there's probably maybe two dozen or so patches out through the forest where I have things growing along wood lines based upon how much sunlight they need. And I do the three sisters technique on a lot of my stuff, like corn, squash, and peas all together. Mm-hmm. And I just scatter them everywhere. And
how do you accomplish that without the weeds overcoming them? How do you keep the weeds from just taking them over?
Well, it takes some time. You have to get out there, and you have to constantly weed and weed and weed and weed and weed. And after a couple years of doing this, eventually you get a weed-free area, and you only got to weed like maybe at the first part of the year just to clear out what's growing in around the edges.
And that's the point. People are buying these cans of seed, you know, these sealed cans of seed or seeds and putting in their freezer and not using them. This takes years to not only develop the skills but to develop an area where you can grow consistently good food.
Plastic. One of the best ways to kill off is burning, you know, burn your field, whatever it is you're using, to kill off any weeds, number one. And the next one is to, after you've tilled it up, what have you, put water, hot water in it, steam hot water, and put plastic wrap over it, you know, not plastic wrap, but heavy plastic, and seal it down, and it'll literally cook the bad seeds so they're gone. That's what the Dutch have done for centuries.
Yeah, see, what I found with my second year of gardening this year is last year I sifted my garden to get out all the weeds.
Wow.
There's a lot of these weeds, they're roots, and any little piece of root that's left in the dirt will grow into a weed. So I actually sat there and I made a little sifter for my dirt, and I sifted the weeds out.
Oh, my, I've never heard that
before. Depends how patient you are and how much work you're willing to put into it, but you can have a 100% weed-free garden, which I don't have this year, but it takes a lot of work and a lot of time.
Exactly.
Does,
the point is
does.
Get in there and get your hands dirty, your feet dirty, and enjoy the benefits of gardening. Start it
My
right
girlfriend
now.
Thought I was crazy.
Working on mine.
Whitley?
I spent years working on mine.
But literally, you can literally go out and dig holes in fields and long woods and dig holes and plant the three sisters. And you can knock down the weeds enough to let them get established and then grow some corn and stuff like that, can't you, Lee?
Well, see, that's one of the wonderful things about squash is squash creates this really beautiful ground cover, and it helps to kill off weeds because they don't get the sunlight that they need. So over a couple of years, you can really knock down the weeds to where you really don't have much weeding that you got to do. But now around my the garden here in, that surrounds my house, like I said, my entire yard, the garden, I use horse manure. Well, yeah, that's loaded with seeds. So I got, you know, 1 foot tall green grass growing in my garden up in between the rows of my corn, but that's okay. I get out there with scissors, I cut it down, and I feed it to my horse.
And I think what you indicated, horse manure gives seeds, and obviously cow manure does too, but goat manure, actually, they actually digest and break down the seeds. So if you use goat manure, that would be less of a introduction.
Right, because goats have four stomachs.
So that would be a manure that one could use that would be wouldn't spray new weeds into your weedless garden. So that's
another way to do that is to take and make a manure brine. Okay, and this is what I've done. And like he was saying about straining, put a strainer. Just all you need to do is after you make your manure brine, you let it sit for so many days so it's not hot. Okay, then just make sure that when you're pouring it into your any way you're putting it, whether it's by a reservoir or what have you, that you have a fine strainer, like you would for a screen wire, on there, it will strain out those seeds.
Mm.
Right, right. And another thing...
That's interesting. I didn't know that, and I'm learning something today that your manures usually contain seed, grass seed and stuff.
If you use rabbit or chicken or a goat, it's a lot less of a problem, but if you use...
Right.
Cattle or horse, then you're going to reintroduce weeds into your garden.
Back in the mid-90s, I used to raise rabbits, and that's what I used in my garden was the rabbit pellets.
And horse manure, I think, is the best ever, but you have to brine it. And that's what I did. I had, you know, those. You just get those great big, things for your trash containers. Big ones, plastic ones, metal ones. Doesn't make any difference. And you put your manure in there, and then you're going to add water to it, and you're going to stir it up. And I made a cap for mine, literally a cap, and I put together a well going through reservoirs in my garden. You pour it into one section, it'll take it to all the other sections, and you're putting manure in it, but it is literally straining off your seed.
Cool.
But the big point is it takes the heat out of fresh manure. And you get a really good bang for your buck on growing vegetables.
And horse isn't as hot, but like a chicken manure is very hot. It can actually burn up your plants.
Uh-huh.
That's what Louise is saying by hot. It's actually so strong that it can actually burn your plants up.
But a horse manure, it's a no fall. I love it better than any cow manure you can get me, or even chicken manure. I don't care what. I like horse manure. I love to go to some of these places that have big horse farms, they're dying to give it to you.
So if anybody's looking for a gift idea for Louise, just send her all your horse manure.
There you go, baby.
What is your address, Louise?
1105 North Hundley.
What's your address?
A convoy of trucks pulls up.
Louise, what is your address?
You want to make the best looking lawn in the world? Some idiot says, "Oh, I have bought this fertilizer." That one. You know what? Horse manure.
So what? Really? You have a big box.
Send somebody with a truck and trailer, I'll load you up.
Georgia.
There you go.
Out here.
All right, Lee, let's move on to the next subject. What else do you have for us this morning? How about self-protection? Have you delved into that at all?
Something I started on to earlier was, being ex-military and everything, I think like a soldier. And so you've got to be able to protect what you've got so that you, your family, and in the end, your community is going to survive this. So, people like, I got, this pistol or that pistol. It really depends on your choice. For me, I'm more of a shotgun kind of person, because even if I miss, I don't miss, if you follow me, meaning. And I don't miss. But, you have to be prepared. So the first thing you have to do is find out, are you more suited for a pistol or for a rifle or are you going to prefer something like a crossbow? You have to find out what's going to work for you and then learn how to use it.
Lee, you touched upon something there that is never mentioned on any Patriot radio shows I've ever heard of is crossbows. You can get anywhere from a little handheld crossbow that you can shoot squirrels and rabbits with up to crossbows you could kill, probably take out elephants if you were a good marksman. But these crossbows are amazing. They're silent and... like
you're
saying.
Oh, they're great. They're great. And if you got a good 180-pound crossbow, you take down.
Well, put it this way: anything on the North American continent, you could take.
Yeah, you can take down anything here on the North American continent.
Yeah, they're very impressive.
Awesome. 180-pound crossbow take down a bear if you hit him right. I mean, these things are ruthless. You get a nice split broadhead, especially something that expands when it enters into the deer or whatever you're shooting. It'll take it down. But you know, it's a lot easier than a bow. I can't shoot a bow for nothing.
And you can get devices that actually cock them for you. You get a 180-pound crossbow. They're extremely hard to
cocking, yeah.
That's for a lot of people, but you can get a tool that actually cocks it for you. So that's another thing to consider.
Now, I have something for everybody.
Go ahead.
If you can't do all the above here and you're looking for a resource, hug a Mormon. Mormons have the best system for organic food storage. They do them themselves. They prepare it themselves. They've got all the packaging, the Mylar, the little oxygen packages. And go help them prepare food storage and buy food storage from their food storage. They have potatoes that are mashed potatoes that are riced potatoes. They're not starch. They're potatoes. They've got all the vegetables you need, fruits you need, and it's all done organically through their church. So, like I'm saying, I always say, if you can't stop the government from doing stupid, hug a Mormon.
And I think they have food pantries in a lot of the major cities throughout the United States.
That's right. And you can go help volunteer helping to prepare those things and then trade off that way, too.
Yeah, so I think they have places that are open to the public, and then they have events, which is you, if you go with a fellow, a person that's eminent, a member of their organization, that you can go in with them. So that's something to definitely look into.
Because it is organic, they're very picky, very, very picky on what they get and what they give out. And they don't do put chemicals on their crops. It is done all by members, and it's all people pool their resources to it, and it's not expensive. That's three things that we know we need: organic, not expensive, and prepared well.
And mainly what Lee mentioned earlier is the bulk dry food stuff. It's not everything under the sun, but it's, like Lee says, it's a very good baseline to get started from.
Yeah, but they got beans, vegetables, rice, corn, oats. They even have, in some places, meats, dried meats. So
I got all that.
See? We got to go hug Lee.
Send Louise your horse manure and head down to Lee's place.
There you go. Get her done.
What's the title?
Or
of
just
show?
Head down with a trailer.
I always give the show a title, so I guess I'll call this one Horse Manure.
I'm glad I was part of that.
Traveled all over the world, but this is the first time being inundated by horse manure.
I'm not going to go there. You know that, right?
All right, Lee, what else did I have for us?
You have to find out what it is that you're going to be comfortable with, and you have to learn how to use it. I mean, if you don't really know how to use the weapon that you're expecting to defend your family and your property and what you have in your community, then you're not going to be very effective. So you really need to learn how to use it. And then, of course, you have to make sure that, you know, you're working with your neighbors and stuff so that you have an idea of, if something goes down, how are you going to respond? For us, basically, we're going to take pretty much a leaderless resistance approach, which means we're not going to be looking to any one individual to lead us in defending. We're just all going to step up, and we're just going to do what needs to be done, and we'll sort it all out later. We're just going to take an individual approach on that level.
Because
we have to think of our individual families, and we don't want anyone being responsible for anyone else's family except for the ones supposed to be responsible for them.
And I think
otherwise, we'll just basically deal with things as a community as they unfold. And because we don't really have a substantial number of people to really pull together any type of resistance force.
And it may be an unsaid rule that needs to be said is everybody comes to their aid in need of help. But just as a matter of fact, I just got on the show this morning, and my mother called and said some of our cattle were out in the neighbor's fields, and I had to call one of my neighbors that's part of the team, so to speak, to actually round up my cattle to get them back into where they belong. So it just goes to show you it's not always the bad guys, but we always need to rely on each other and help each other in times of need.
Yeah, and we have things like that happen here. I'll be looking out across, you know, I'll be sitting on my mom's front porch and look out, and there'll be a cow walking down the road. And, oh, okay. All right. You know, so you make a phone call, you know, you round the cow up, and, you know, take them back where they go.
May not be exciting or exciting stuff, but it needs to be done.
And see, one of the interesting things is the area that we live in, you never see a sheriff. It's because we don't have a sheriff's department. We don't have a police department. We don't have a mayor. We don't have nothing.
All right, hold that thought. We'll be back in 3 minutes, and we'll have 5 minutes left. If you want to get a quick call in, 800-313-9443. Back in three.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Listening to a lot of unacceptable people on this end, and
unacceptable,
as the song says, you're supposed
to
be acceptable.
Acceptable.
Oh, you are. That's right. I've been on your other radio show, and you do kind of go the mainstream route.
Oh, don't go there. Okay, you got to talk to women differently than you talk to men. Don't start that.
Hey, I got on Louise's radio show, Women's View, and I think I probably won't be invited back because I.
Yeah, remember, women control the purse.
Why won't you?
because I tell the truth. I'm not holding back. I'm not pulling the punches.
No, that's okay. You have a right to do that.
All right. Well, so why not?
See, the point is that on Women's View, we try to bring a bar going across that has a little bit of everything, giving women a chance to start thinking it out, thinking it over, and changing a culture. Because, like everybody said on this here, they have been culturified to do something else. So you need to culturify women back. If you give women automatic blank, that's what's happening, they're going to run the other way. And then we all lose.
So you got a gradual, more mixed in message.
That's right.
That's something that we've talked about doing for years, and you're doing it very well. Lee, we got just a couple minutes left, and we might have you two gentlemen back on the show in the future if you're honors with that. But any parting comments?
What I tell people, basically, you need to take it upon yourself to do for your family. And then tell your friends about it. Get them to do it for their family. Tell them to tell their friends to do it for them, and it'll spread. And if everybody starts doing this, it doesn't take long to stock up everything that's needed to keep your entire community going and self-supported. It's not hard to do, but you have to be the one to do this.
And you need to be doing it now.
And you can say, well, there's no way I'm going to stock up that much food that quick. Yes, you can, every month. Buy an extra pound of beans and an extra pound of rice and maybe an extra can of coffee or something. In 6 months, I save a stock enough food for a year.
And
so every year I stock enough food for 2 years.
Also, if you're not gardening, start gardening now. Zucchini, there's very easy stuff you can do. Zucchini, tomatoes, corn is very easy. There's a lot of stuff.
Yep.
Asparagus is very easy.
Square foot gardening is an excellent way if you live in a town. Square foot gardening.
Another thing is, remember when you're preparing things after they've grown, people forget that dehydration is one of the best ways of storing things. If you can't have jars or this and that because they're heavy, but you can take and you can dry tomatoes, you can dry peppers, you can dry anything that is a vegetable that you can take fluid out of, you can dehydrate.
Very good.
And you can also take those tomatoes, put them through your food processor, okay, and you make a powder, dehydrate it, seal it, and ready, because that can make tomato soup. It can make additives like puree for anything you're making, and start using it. One of the big things that was said here is don't just store it, start using it, because when you use your food storage, you'll learn how to use it in case of an emergency.
Get in the habit of doing the right stuff, and I mentioned earlier in the show, you may have not heard, theflopside.com. Go to Capital Farm, check out the picture of Progressive Farmer magazine, check that out. Email Progressive Farmer and say, hey, what's the deal with these chemtrails in our skies? Let's do an article on the engineered weather. Back to you guys.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yep, thanks for joining us, folks.
We started a revolution.